kindness brings joy. It was a hot June day. Milo and his dad sat on the front porch after finishing the yard work. Next week was the 4th of July. The parade would be marching down their street and everyone wanted their yards to look their best. As Milo gazed across the street, he noticed that Mrs. Daly's yard looked pretty shabby. The grass hadn't been mowed and weeds were everywhere. "Does Mrs. Daly still live there?" asked Milo. "Yes," replied Dad. "Why doesn't she mow her lawn? She'll be the only house that looks bad for the parade." "I think she may not be able to, Milo. Her husband passed away last month, and he was the only one who took care of the yard. She may need some help. Let's go ask." They knocked on the door, but no one answered. "Maybe she's not home," said Milo. Dad knocked again and heard a faint voice. "I'm coming." The old woman opened the door and invited them in. She shared how much she missed her husband, how hard it was to keep up the housework, and how embarrassed she was about the yard. "I just can't do everything," said Mrs. Daly. "Frank always kept the yard looking nice, while I kept up the inside." Her eyes filled with tears. "No need to feel embarrassed," replied Milo's dad. "We're here to help. Your yard will look better than ever for the parade." "What are we going to do, Dad?" asked Milo as they left. "Milo, God tells us in the Bible that we are to help people like Mrs. Daly. We're going to find some neighbors and get this house in shape for the big day." Milo and his dad gathered a group from the neighborhood. Everyone met at Mrs. Daly's 2 days before the parade. They mowed, weeded, planted red and white flowers, and added flags to the landscape. When they finished, the yard not only looked better, it was stunning. On July 4th, Milo and Mrs. Daly sat in her front yard eating hot dogs, enjoying the parade. Milo watched as she greeted neighbors and thanked them for their kindness. He felt a deep happiness. Mrs. Daly had changed from a tired, sad person to being full of joy.